You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
Well, welcome everyone to another edition of Lean Local, right? We're the program, the radio show that does what we say, and we totally lean local into the greater Green Bay community. And that's not to say we're not concerned about, you know, what's going on in the world, in Gaza, Ukraine, Trump, Harris. Those are all important issues that are being covered by more your national media. And, of course, right here in the state, we have some great things going on and some political things going on with Baldwin and Hudby. But on this show here, Lean Local, we like to just drill down to what's going on in greater Green Bay. And I believe after 20 years in politics that it's the local things that affect us the most. They don't get all the attention that the national and statewide issues get, but the local issues affect our tax base, our quality of life, education, our families. So at this program here, what I do here on Lean Local is talk about the local issues. And every Sunday, we have someone who we interview, and we've had politicians, and if you haven't listened before, you know, go back and, you know, download the Civic Media app and see who the people who are running in District 90, which is the majority of the city of Green Bay, or in District 4, which is the west side. And I interview both candidates, and I've committed to you and the community that on the first Sunday of every month, we're going to talk a little NFL draft. And we're not going to talk about who's being drafted because I couldn't name three players who are being drafted. But the reason I do want to focus on the draft is because of the economic impact that it can do, will do, and just some of the opportunities it's going to create for greater Green Bay. And last, on the first Sunday last month, we, of course, had the Visitor and Convention Bureau, or I guess Discover Green Bay is what they're called now, and they gave us some information. And this Sunday, we are talking to probably the top of the heap. I was going to save this guy for a little later in the year, but you're available and you're in studio, and I'm glad you're here. Aaron Popke, who I think you all know him. He's been with the Green Bay Packers for, you know, I think over 25 years. 32? What? Okay, 32 years. Started when he was 10. He is just really does a lot of the non-football operations, which is, if you look at any NFL team today, you know, there's a product on the field, but there's a whole community surrounding that. And Aaron really leads that over on Lombardi Avenue. And the big event that we have coming up here, obviously, is the NFL draft. And we talk about Packer Sunday, 80,000 people. We've had some great events here in Green Bay, greater Green Bay. But there's going to be nothing like the NFL draft. And we may never have anything like the NFL draft again. So I'm going to spend a little bit of time talking about it to the listeners. And Aaron, just thanks for coming in, man.
Well, thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of you.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Even when I was mayor, you got an award for, I forgot what it was, but Mr. Community Outreach or something. You're accessible and you care a lot about the community.
Thank you. And I've said this before, but you helped me understand even more so the importance of community and the partnerships, you know, across business, public sector, private sector, nonprofits, all those things. So in my position at the Packers, I help connect various things. We've got a great team there, and part of my role is to ensure the, you know, we know what's going on in the community or the areas we can help. Can we help convene meetings, those types of things. So It's been a pleasure to be involved. Yeah, you mentioned 32 years is my 32nd year, and my role's evolved over the years, and the last half of it in this public affairs role. And as you know, Jim, the Packers and the NFL have evolved as a business. I mean, when I started there, it was Lambeau Field was used 10 days a year for games, And now it's a year-round facility, and our staff has grown, the business has grown, and with that, we feel our sense of duty and obligation to make sure we can help the community out where we can.
And it's a cool place to try to connect the dots. Everybody talks about 6 degrees, so which that, you know, you're six people away from getting to the source. Kind of a 1 degree community here. You know, I mean, I can call you. I was with the mayor this morning. There's just people that you can, that are accessible, because I think we are all here to help this become a better community. I just don't see a lot of, I love entrepreneurs, but I just don't see a lot of selfish people here. I interviewed Bob Atwell, because every month I feature a Green Bay's greatest. And Green Bay's greatest can be the Northland Hotel. You know, it can be Bay Beach. And there's people who have made this a great city. And you talk about a guy like the giving back, and that, I don't even know that that's really the right term, but what they do for the community outside their own business and family is unbelievable. Jack Meng, Pat Reardon, I mean, these are just people that have been on this show or that will be on this show, just talking about Green Bay. And so that feature that comes up every month, Green Bay's Greatest, is something I enjoy. And I tell you, the common thread is that they do think it's a connected community. Takes an effort, but...
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. The individuals like that and companies that exist in the community and leaders of those companies that encourage their people to get involved. There's some wonderful nonprofits in the city, and many people that work for our flagship companies serve on their board. Mm-hmm. So there's this different level of connection, whether it's leader of a company or a staff member of a company who works for a nonprofit, or just a citizen who's got a passion about something, who volunteers for a nonprofit. The 6 degrees is very true. And I think our community is well represented by people like that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where the richness and the connections do get made. And, you know, people realize the value of those things and what those organizations provide.
And when we all work together, it's amazing what can be accomplished. And a big thing that's coming up is the NFL draft. And you were a big part of that, but that really was a community effort. I mean, how did, let's jump ahead here, how did you get the NFL draft to come to Little Green Bay, Wisconsin?
In 2015, the NFL took the draft on the road, so to speak, to Chicago. They had a conflict in the space that they had been using and other spaces they had used previously. It just wasn't going to work in New York. So they said, all right, let's take this out on the road. And worked with Chicago to establish it there for 2 years, 15 and 16. And right away in 15, with the reception they had and the turnout and the energy, they said, we think we've got something here. And they reached out to all the clubs and said, well, we anticipate having this be on the road, moving into the future. If you and your community are interested, let us know. And Mark Murphy at the time said, hey, you know, I'm watching this in Chicago. We could do that. And I said, absolutely. He said, well, let's express our interest. And Brad Toll at Discover Green Bay had the same thought almost right away. So our early group of people was that, you know, a half dozen people at our organizations and in the community. By 2017, Brad and I were in Philadelphia looking at the draft there, and we were on our way to hopefully at that time becoming part of consideration. And fast forward a few years, the NFL said, hey, we like what we've been hearing from you. We've seen what you've done from an event standpoint around your 100 seasons celebration. And we think there's some possibility there. We'd love for you to be formally involved in putting a bid together. And that's where you start getting into the detail about hotel rooms and public safety and resources of the community. So during that part of the process is when we went out to the hotels and venue space, the city, the county, the village, you know, making their commitments to handle public safety as well as some other infrastructure, those types of things. So,
and how was the reception? Because you, not just the city of Green Bay, right? You, what, Ashwaubenon, I'm sure, is De Pere in the loop on this, or
no? Not from a from that standpoint, but really the city of Green Bay, Brown County, and the village of Ashwaubenon.
I see.
You know, physically, the campus is going to be in Green Bay and Ashwaubenon. And the county controls some of that too, whether it's the roadways or Resch Expo, the Resch Center. And on the public safety side and a public works side, you know, we need all three to be helping. So there was a commitment by the municipalities right. to be there as well.
So can we, I know we can do this, talk to plenty of people, but do we have to do some infrastructure upgrades or major changes in our community? It is a small city. It's, I think it's laid out pretty well. Anything major? I know you're going to talk about you got to build a stage and those type of things, but
infrastructure wise, no. We're
roads are there.
Yep,
parking's there.
Good shape. The in fact, the NFL has spoken of how much they're looking forward to having this footprint. They've been at all kinds of different setups, you know, through the other cities: Cleveland, Las Vegas, Kansas City, Detroit, and we all remember Detroit just because it was the most recent, but. Visually, it was really neat to see. I thought you had the big stage, the mass of people, these tall buildings. But from a logistics standpoint, it had some challenges just with all those side streets and the buildings and people still needing to be in there during the draft itself. Whereas at Lambeau Field and that surrounding area, as you know, is not quite a clean rectangle. But as a campus goes, they feel really good about being able to set up the perimeter, establishing gates. There's a company that handles transportation and shuttles. Everything that we're hearing is they really like how it's setting up. So we know they're looking forward to it from that standpoint.
What about are you foreseeing any issues of such a large event coming to such a small city? I mean, Detroit, you know, that's a big city. Kansas City, a little bigger city. Obviously, Chicago is much bigger. Anything on that side concern you?
I think the one thing we had to commit to the NFL about was hotel rooms. They bring in so many people to staff and work the draft. Would we have enough rooms for all their people to be in? And that's going to start a month out when they're going to start building that stage a month out. And those workers come in, which is great for our local hospitality industry. And I should point out, we couldn't have done it without the hotels that are involved. There's a select number of hotels, either by proximity or just by quality of those right. properties that are part of the block. And with their partnership, we're able to get things lined up.
This is exciting stuff, right? The planning, the logistics. I want to get back. I want to talk a little about the community impact and just the fan engagement. We'll get to that. You're listening to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, very special guest in-house, Aaron Popke of the Green Bay Packers. We're talking the NFL draft. We'll be right back. Local with Jim Schmidt. This is the first Sunday of the month, so we dedicate that to the NFL draft. And
Jim, that's some sweet music coming in from break. You picked that out?
I did, man.
That's good stuff.
Thank you. Right, Con? I mean, you guys had some.
Well, yeah, you love the show.
I did. I totally got into Suits. My wife was gone for a weekend, and I don't watch TV except for your Packer games. And I said to Milton, you know, we can just, he's my dog, we just go watch TV. And I bet I watched, I'm not kidding, like 14 hours, that's more TV than I think I've watched in a year. Binge. But I really got into it. It was a binge watching thing. And then I came in here, I said, Con, he's our producer. I said, change up this music for me. So thank you for saying that, Aaron. That was nice of you. But most people like the music, right, Con?
Yeah. I love the music. It's a great way to start a segment.
Yeah. Good.
So that's what we do. So we're talking with Aaron Popke from the Green Bay Packers about the NFL draft. we left talking a little bit about infrastructure, stage building, hotels. You touched briefly on transportation. I want to just talk about that a little bit more, because if I hear a concern from people, it's transportation, potentially parking, and you're going outside for that?
The NFL, so just remind all your listeners, it's an NFL event, so they're planning it, and we as a community support that planning and provide resources, make referrals, all those kinds of things. So it's their event, but a little bit hand in hand, we help them with it, and transportation is one of the big pieces of it, that they have a separate company that handles transportation. So there's a guy, Mike from SP Plus is the company, and they handle transportation for the Super Bowl, the draft, the combine, those types of events for the NFL, in addition to the rest of their clients. But what he does, and he's been doing this, takes a look at the community, the, you know, maps and all those types of things, the street grid, and then talking about anticipated attendance, where are they going to park, shuttles from within the city, shuttles from surrounding communities, shuttles from around the state. So they look at all those things. That's their level of expertise. I mean, we know what's in our backyard, and Patty at Green Bay Metro is part of the committee. You know her. But so we've got our local experts, if you will, who know it here. But then Mike and his team put it all together. So there, one thing they did is, I think it was last season or the season before, the Green Bay PD went out and did a census of where people were parking during Packers games. And as you know, they park to the north in the neighborhoods, to the south in the neighborhoods, adjacent businesses east and west. So they got a sense of how far away people were parking. And then what they did is provided that to the NFL folks. And they look at that and say, all right, there's a few more blocks of residential streets. How much more capacity is there? So that's part of just parking nearby. And then there's a lot of surface lots that we've engaged with companies or landowners who, you know, then they figure out how many spots there are. So all that goes into their planning. And then the shuttles. Okay, shuttles from satellite parking, where do they come in? They don't want to drop off right on the site. They probably don't want to drop off a block away from the site, but a couple blocks just to mitigate any big traffic buildup. So they've got a plan that will be coming together.
Wow.
Yeah, it's, you know, I get updated on it and my eyes glaze over a little bit. I joke there because I get a little nerdy on that stuff. But there, it'll be this really nice plan. And we've talked about how they did it in Detroit. But the NFL One Pass app is going to have all that information. And I know communities from outside the area are working to put together shuttles too. So it'll all come together in an organized way that people can follow. We know they're going to, a lot of people are going to park close, like on a game day, and then they'll engage shuttles in other ways too.
I want to talk about community impact, and this kind of leads into that. You're anticipating a lot of people. I mean, on a Packer day, what is that stadium seat, 82?
81 and change.
Okay, so 81,000 people.
But we're, in terms of attendance, we're always up in the high 70s. So, okay. And then you count the people that are working and people that just want to be there. It's 80,000 plus.
Right.
So and figure 3 days of that, roughly.
Okay. That sounds manageable.
Yeah, so and say Thursday night, say it's 100,000 plus. Say Friday night, it's, you know, 100, Saturday, maybe less, you know, 80, you know, any, we figured 250, but who knows if the weather's good and the team's coming off a great year, we could see a lot more people driving in from around the state who want to check it out. Detroit saw that. They had three beautiful days. They had over 700,000 people over the course of those days. So we're hoping for a similar situation in terms of just a great environment, great energy. I don't think we would get that many people, but if it's a good time, people are going to want to check it out. There's a lot of curiosity, and the energy around these types of events is something that people are attracted to.
I think the event is a big deal, but I think the Packers are a really big deal. And I speak with a little bit of authority on that. The 16 years I was mayor, I can't tell you the number of requests that it was a bucket list thing. Notre Dame, maybe Fenway Park, but other things too. I mean, there's non sports events that were also on their bucket list. They'd write me these really touching letters. We were coming to your city type thing. They were only looking for free tickets. I mean, they were just really excited, and this has been a bucket list thing. So I couple that with the NFL draft, and I think we're going to be pleasantly surprised of people. If I'm going to go to one draft, I'm going to Green Bay.
Yeah, we're anecdotally, we're hearing a lot of that, and people we ran into in Detroit saw we were wearing Packer stuff or Green Bay draft stuff and said, hey, I'll be there next year. Yeah. And it was fans who go every year, fans who said, you know what, I haven't made it to a game yet, but I love going to the draft, and I'm going to Green Bay. So there's a little bit of that. And another neat story, there was a woman who was working. She was checking in for a shift at the hotel I was staying, and she saw the Green Bay stuff. So, oh, I'll be there too. I said, oh, you think you're going to work? She said, I've worked six drafts. So yeah, I'll be there. And that's what, she was retired. That's what she does. And she's attracted the energy. But I think to what you said is true, that it's a bucket list. And we know we see that during the season, but there are people that don't necessarily travel to go to games, but because this is Lambeau, and the heritage and all those things that make it a special place is going to result in people coming into the draft for that reason.
Let's talk about all those people coming in. Packer tickets, $150, $200. The cost of this is it really true? Is it free?
It's free.
Really?
It's a free event, and that's part of what the NFL wants to do is they've really built something here about people wanting to be a part of it. It's promotional for the draft. It's people coming together and celebrating football. Hey, at that time of year, everybody's undefeated. So there's excitement by all 32 clubs. So there's all that. And there's music. There's food. There's an experience, the draft, NFL draft experience that celebrates the history of the NFL. And there's opportunities beyond just football.
Right. We're going to... World stage, and it's so much we can show off. We're going to talk about that when we get back, about other things besides the NFL draft. You're listening to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. Very special guest, Aaron Popke from the Green Bay Packers. The NFL draft, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. This city on rock and
roll. From the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor, Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to the second half of Lean Local with your host, Jim Schmidt. We talk about local things that have a great impact on our community. Today, we have in-house Aaron Popke from the Green Bay Packers, and we're talking about the NFL draft. And if you've been listening the last half hour, if you haven't, you got to go back and listen to it. But this next half hour, this is a big deal. This is a big deal. This is three Packer games at least, and could be even more than that, because if you look at the NFL draft in Kansas City and Las Vegas and Detroit, of course, Chicago, Green Bay is a little special, right? We've got all this history. It's a cool community. And, of course, the Packers are the most storied franchise in the NFL. And we're anticipating a lot of people coming in here. Aaron talked a little bit about some of the things that are being done over at Lambeau Field. Let's talk about the impact on our local businesses. Who's going to benefit the most? And I don't know that anybody needs to be concerned. I think coffee shops to clothing stores to... I don't know, you name it. I think we can all benefit.
Well, previous drafts have shown that impact, and it's, you know, a lot of it goes to where you would expect, the hospitality folks. So hotels, restaurants, gas stations, convenience stores, people coming in and out. And we know from a state level, we'll definitely get that impact just because of, you know, our hotel rooms will be full, and then people will stay in the Fox Valley, the Lakeshore, you know, central Wisconsin. People stay down in Milwaukee and Madison areas, perhaps, and commute in. So we're already seeing that from the hotel reservation standpoint. So there's that first layer, the hospitality, the tourism, but also you know, within that, as you mentioned, businesses. So when people come to town, they do other things. They want to check out local cuisine and the restaurants, you know, beyond the normal stops. And then maybe they've got some other needs they have, clothing, those types of things. So I think there are opportunities, and from past drafts, all those things played out. And what we're doing is encouraging all our businesses and other attractions to tailor their, whether it be advertising, marketing, social media, those types of things, to get the attention of people that are coming. So there's all that direct impact, and those numbers will hopefully bear out, and people will see, you know, some benefit there. But I think where, you know, that second level of opportunity is people seeing the community for the first time. And you know, from your time as mayor, you know, people come here with some expectations about certain things, you know, whether it's football or just the energy around Packers games or a Packers weekend. But then they stumble across something else that makes them think, oh my gosh, I didn't necessarily expect that. And I think that's where our opportunity is for that long-term benefit, that legacy benefit of people saying, hey, I need to take a second look at Green Bay. I'm going to go back there for a vacation with my family. Or even those people like, holy smokes, you know, I'm kind of thinking about maybe a different place to live, right, or start a career, or take a new chapter in my career or business. All those things, we got to make sure we're thinking of that. And an entrepreneur yourself, is it going to happen up and down the street and with everyone that comes in? No. But when you've got, you know, hundreds of thousands of people coming in, there's going to be a handful of opportunities there that we got to make sure we're putting out our best welcome.
And you are putting out the welcome, Matt. You're getting the people here, but it's incumbent upon us to leverage that. I did an ad one time. This is back in 2000, I don't know, 4 or 5. And I was in front of Lambeau Field, but the ad, I remember seeing it, and it was like, we're more than football. We're a lot more. It was a recruiting video for a company here in Green Bay. And there is a lot more. And I hope we can convey to them that you can live in Green Bay. I want the people to come back and visit, but ultimately I'd like them to live here. But boy, so it's something we have to get across to them. Two things. One is that how close you are to getting away, hunting, fishing. I mean, you could really be hunting in 35, 40 minutes. It doesn't take long to leave the city and get out there with a gun or bow and arrow or a fishing pole. The other thing, and I've talked about this on my morning show, I think we have to start selling our weather. You look at Nashville's hotter than hell. So are a lot of these other cities. Then you read about these torrential rains and hurricanes and earthquakes. And we kind of sit here with pretty good weather. I mean, you're a big skier, I know. Those of us who maybe don't love the snow as much, and I like snow, I'm not going to move because of it, but man, I think we have a weather pattern here that is worth marketing instead of the frozen tundra.
Yeah, the opportunities are there. And you know, we joke about, you know, having a beautiful spring weekend. And I think we all hope that, because that type of nice, comfortable weather is you know, what brings people back. And to what you said, we are the gateway to so many great things. You know, you got the North Woods, you've got Door County, the Lakeshore. You know, we're on the North Coast here.
Yeah.
In Green Bay, and it really is a gem that, well, we know from the ratings in recent years, a favorite place to live. And some people are like, yeah, we don't want too many more people. Baloney. We want people. We want people. Young and professionals, all that.
Right. And what you say about they're here for 4 or 5 days, hopefully a little bit longer, but they're going to say this is a great city. I think we've got some history to sell. I think we've got the Green Bay Packers to sell, but I do want to somehow someone, and I don't know if that's incumbent upon us as a radio station here or the local media, but to sell our crime rate, to sell that we were selected as one of the best cities to live in the United States. And there's a whole lot of cities in the United States, how close we are to, you know, getting away for hunting, fishing, and also just our resources. I mean, water is going to be a scarcity someday. And that we're just not sweating that. I mean, we're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, and there's that's part of the economy and the research opportunities that are going on around that. I think with our universities and colleges right here, there's so much that I think a lot of us appreciate it, but so many others maybe don't quite have that level of appreciation. Even I've seen maybe a little change in our young people. I mean, I was born and raised here, and I had that very narrow view of, oh, I'm getting out of Green Bay when I grow up and go off to school. But holy smokes, a lot of people I grew up with, they're back. Yeah. You know, they went off maybe to school and start their careers, but they realize what a great place it is to raise a family. And, you know, the food scene has evolved so much in the last couple of decades, and the resources we have so close by that people can engage in. We talk about winter, and we've had some mild winters. As a snow sports guy, I wish we'd get back to a little more consistent snow.
I got some friends who sell.
It doesn't have to be cold, but let's just have enough snow that we can ski.
Yeah. But the other thing I think we need to convey, and not, I hate the word cheap, but your money goes pretty far here in Green Bay too. And I think that's important, that if it does get cold in February, there's not everybody, but a lot of people can afford to get away.
Yeah, there's value
right
here. It's inexpensive in many respects. I think that is something. And yeah, a lot of us, you know, we embrace the winter, but hey, there's a point at somewhere in there. Well, maybe you need a little respite, and yeah, you jump on a plane or you jump in the car and you take off for a bit and enjoy some warm weather. You come back and spring and summer are right around the corner.
And again, I don't know you have a huge responsibility of hosting this draft here on Lombardi Avenue. But again, I think it's such a great opportunity to sell. I teach at NWTC, and what a wonderful institution that is. It just is. It's great. The students, the way that we work around their schedule, it's affordable. There's just and of course, like UWGB, I'm a St. Norbert grad, all those things. But there's just a lot of opportunities we have, and I just hope people are taking advantage of that. Personally, taking advantage of it, not Jim Schmidt personally, just people can make some money too.
Yeah, I think what I've learned from being on boards in recent years and talking to area leaders is, you know, our economy is pretty robust and vibrant and varied. You know, we've got the opportunities for the careers right out of high school. I know high schools and the schools are doing a much better job of getting students ready for that path. NWTC, you mentioned, great for, you know, those 2-year degrees. And boy, there's some really nice careers that you can jump into off of that.
Right.
And then UW Green Bay and St. Norbert College, you know, for that 4-year type experience. There is an embarrassment of riches here.
Yep. And I want to push that. I want someone to. I'm going to do my best to push that. The NFL draft, 5, 6, 7 days, the individual, the person who doesn't own the corporate restaurant, doesn't own the hotel, they too have an opportunity to bring in some extra cash. The rental of your home, that's something that people are talking about. Additional income, waiter, waitressing, busing. Is that something the NFL that you are working on, or is that something more to the municipality?
Well, I think on the rental part, I'll say again, we couldn't have done it without the hotels. So appreciate everything they did to step up and make commitments in hotels throughout the area. I think as a community, we benefit, and you know this, from being on the front end of the home rental piece. You know, we're sensitive to rentals. You know, it'd be, in a perfect world, they'd be spread out and not condensed in certain areas, so you still have a neighborhood and families and those types of things. And I think we still have a lot of that. But for this, there's an opportunity. I think there's people doing it one time only and looking to do a little bit more based around the draft. I think that's an opportunity. And there are agencies. We're not involved in that. The Packers, the NFL, we're not involved in that. But there's resources out there in the community.
Simple Life has been on our show with John and I.
Yeah. Powerhouse property. I mean, there's a handful in Green Bay as well as the national ones. But I think your point about the additional shifts that people can pick up.
Right.
Hospitality in the area is going to need additional helpers. I think the NFL itself is going to hire 1,500 to 1,800 people to work during the draft. And we're talking $17 to $20 an hour that they're going to have.
That's a great side hustle.
Yeah, there's These people that come to work just to work, be around the energy, and people love to work and serve people who are having a good time. I see it at our place with our staff on game weekends.
Right.
They love saying hello to visitors.
And people do become ambassadors that weekend or that week for the NFL draft. As I mentioned, the first Sunday of every month, we dedicate towards the NFL. And we have someone coming on to talk about the economics of how do you get an Uber license? What does it take to get a bartender's license? How old you got to be to work, you know, certain hours, right? There's opportunities in the city, and we're going to fire up Bay Beach, which I think is awesome. And a lot of those kids are in college, so we have to get some ride operators. And when do we start that training? So that I don't want people to like, oh my God, it's March. What should I do? I want them to start thinking about it now. I was telling you during the break, a friend of mine who owns a restaurant and is putting a deck on, and I'm like, careful to not, you know, build a church for Easter Sunday, but they've been talking about it for 2 years, and it's the impetus of the NFL draft that they're doing it, and this is sustainable. This isn't a one-time thing, and boy, if people can start thinking of that, and I think we should do it now, because if we don't have a great February, March, you should really do some of that structure stuff like right now, because what, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I think we're seeing businesses plan for that. Municipalities who've had some projects out there are taking care of those. The public market on Broadway, you know, that's been in the works for years. But I think the draft has helped get them to a point of getting that launched. And other contemplated projects are being discussed. So we, the NFL, are hopeful that, you know, it is the impetus for the event itself, but then the legacy moving forward.
Right.
And they do that with these types of things, as well as the source program that they have to engage businesses with the draft, who will be contracted to work different aspects of the draft. And that closed up recently, that process. There were over 400 companies that applied. And the focus was diverse companies, local
right.
companies. So these are minority-owned, women-owned, veteran-owned. But even beyond those, we've got local businesses that said, you know what, we're going to get involved in ways we can. And there's a whole slew of needs that they have.
I told you I'd let you out of here now. Can you stick around or not? You got to go? I know you got to be across the street.
I've got some time.
All right, cool. Stick around. We're going to be right back. I'll make this quick. Aaron Popke, the Green Bay Packers. You're listening to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. Welcome back. Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. We are talking this Sunday, the first Sunday of every month, we dedicate to the NFL draft, and our in-house special guest, Aaron Popke, who has been with the Packers some time and I don't want to say the lead guy, but the go-to guy for the NFL draft. I think I can say that. And he's been very transparent, sharing information of what's going on, the logistics, the transportation, the hotels, the economic impact. This is a great, great event that we as greater Green Bay residents should embrace. It's not only a time for us to maybe make a little bit of money and help the economy, but a great time to share how great we are. From, we talked about the natural resources to education to so many things. I want to talk about the specific event a little bit more. Have you booked some entertainment? I mean, obviously the big thing is the draft, but are you surrounding that with the NFL with entertainment, or are you leaving that up to the municipalities?
The NFL handles the entertainment at the draft. They're going to have music at the end of Thursday, Friday nights. And then the engagement that takes place on campus is all NFL organized. So we've been asking like, oh, who's going to, and they haven't shared with us yet. So there's going to be some great music at the draft itself. I think what the surrounding areas are working through right now is how do they want to program their own areas. So we know Green Bay is going to be doing stuff here downtown, whether it's on Broadway or here on the east side. You know, that we've encouraged them to do the shoulder time. So what we're seeing from past drafts is it's heavy travel or heavy attendance of just people being in the city on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But there are going to be some opportunities on Wednesday and Sunday. Sunday is what we talked about for family-focused stuff. If Bay Beach is going to be open, mm-hmm. or museum, wildlife sanctuary, those types of things, try and capture those folks Saturday afternoon, get them to stay over Saturday night into Sunday. And then if there's music or other entertainment, you know, does that take place early in the day on Thursday and Friday, end of the day Saturday after the draft wraps? I mean, the schedule from past drafts is known, and this one will be very similar. So how do you plug in around that? And I think that's what people are determining right now.
Well, we're going to get working on that. So Wednesday is one of the shoulder days, right?
Yeah, shoulder
so
day.
What,
this, Wednesday
shoulder
Sunday.
Day. Yeah, we got to get them downtown. So Wednesday's on the water. Wednesday's on the waterfront.
Good alliteration.
We'll do something. This is going to be fun. I really can't thank you enough as someone who served in government for 20 years. We work every day for bigger events, for more recognition. Well, not recognition, more promotion, I should say. And, yeah, this is really going to do it. And I just really want people to not be concerned. I want people to really embrace this. You know, two things, right? Fear and faith. And I got a lot of faith that this is going to be one of the best things that's going to happen in Green Bay. Still want to get the Pope here, but I think that's...
Yeah, we tried.
Oh, boy, did we.
No, I think the planning continues. I know people are anxious to hear more details, and it's the NFL's event, and we're supporting it, providing them what they need to put it on. I would just urge listeners to have some patience. That plan will be out there, and they do things the right way, the NFL. So right. let it breathe, let it come together, and stay tuned for those things as these next months come along.
It's going to be awesome. You met our producer, Khan, who's, how old are you, Khan? You're a young kid.
I'm 25.
25. So you're new to the area. What do you think?
Well, of the draft, I mean, it's awesome just to see an event coming like this to Wisconsin, just in general, because we haven't had one in so long. I think the last one was the All-Star Game in Milwaukee. So I think this is a great opportunity for, you know, hosting an All-Star Game for the MLB, NBA, you know, having more stuff from the NFL come. I think it's great.
And that's cool to hear, because these young people are getting engaged, and maybe you have a lot of fans and followers right now, but this is an opportunity for people to learn even more about the NFL. And these are young kids who are coming into the industry. And, you know, Khan was talking about, you know, this, how did you make this happen? I, of course, took all the credit for it, Aaron. No, I said, look, there's people like Aaron Popke and Mark Murphy that have worked years and years on this.
No, we've got a great team at the Packers who's been behind it. Gabrielle Dow, Megan Robertson, Candy Goltz, Doug Collins, Craig Schillbauer. I mean, there's people, everyone's involved to some degree, right. And some more than others. And it's a great opportunity for the community. Sports is not the end all be all, but for bringing people together and getting people to think of grander things, it's a great jumping off point.
You've been to what, four or five of these? What are you most excited about for April? Is there one thing you're really thinking about, or that you... I was going to ask you what keeps you up at night, but I don't want to do that. I want to get on the faith side.
I'm excited to see, one, just this beautiful spring day. You know, the commissioner joked about having some snow, and we're like, no, we don't want any snow.
It's not funny.
But just the energy, the people in Detroit, we saw just people walking around and just celebrating sports and being together, the energy that comes with it. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to see from where people are coming. Like on a game weekend at Lambeau, it's fun starting on Friday to see people come and take tours, and I'll overhear where they're coming right. from. I'll stop and ask questions. And, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to. These people coming to Green Bay for the first time and them discovering what a neat place it is, certainly for the draft and right. the football history we have, but going to encourage them, and hopefully they'll take in some of the other stuff and want to come back.
Cool. And this is a work in process. Is there something the NFL has, a website or something the Packers, I know Discover Green Bay, if someone wants to kind of keep up on the the progress. Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, Discover Green Bay's got a subpage on the draft. Packers.com has a subpage on the draft. We're going to continue to update those. We're going to publish some business resources in the next few weeks that we've put together. So we've got that. I think people just can check back and come spring when the OnePass app from the NFL updates with all the draft info. That's going to be the key information. And then we also, the organizing committee, is going to publish a guide that'll cool. have it all on paper, too, for the more traditionalists.
See, I'm playing this song, simply the best. And you are, and your team is, your organization is, and so is this community. And just, you know, it's nice working together.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. And,
it's great.
And hey, I'd be open to coming back
right.
on other shows and
We'd
talking
love it.
About it.
All right, Aaron. Aaron Popke, the Green Bay Packers. I'm your host, Jim Schmidt. Green Bay NFL draft coming up. Stay tuned. This is really going to put us on the map like nothing else. Thanks for listening. Again, Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. We'll see you next Sunday.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.